he called in, but he knew that what they're doing was not right. Until he heard of a man that was moving around Makkah Sharif and was informing people about something else. So he himself decided to go and see what this person had to say. So what he did was he went on his conveyance, his animal, and he made the trip to Makkah Sharif, and he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam there, and he seen that quietly, stealthily he was giving the dawat, going around, giving the message. And he said he noticed قُومُهُ جُرَآهُ عَلَيْهِ, that his own people, they were working against him, they were acting against him, and they were acting brazenly, openly against him. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued. Then he said, he went up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him that, who are you? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam told him that I am a Nabi. So then he asked, what is a Nabi? Then he mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me. Then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is with you? Common question, like all we always want to know, that who is your supporters, who is your people around you, who is giving allegiance to you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, abdun wa hurrun, one servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words a slave, referring at that time it was Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, hurrun, free person, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started off very, very simply. Just around him were one or two people, and he was doing his effort, but the chiefs and the chieftains of the Quraysh, none were with him, none were backing him at that time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued giving his dawahs in this situation. So then he said, told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was so affected by this meeting, that he said, oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I want to be your follower. So Rasulullah sallam told him that at this time, you can see the conditions, that people are working against us. Wait until such a time that you'll find that I am dominant, and then you come to me. So he went back to his family and he continued asking people that were coming from that way or were traveling to Madinah Sharif, Makkah Sharif. He was asking them until he was told that now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is gone to Madinah Sharif. Then when some family people of his went to Madinah Sharif, he asked him that what happened to this person. So they said that he is now, people are thronging towards him, people are rushing towards him, people are thronging towards him, and his own people are trying to kill him, but they cannot kill him. So then now he gets happy, and then he makes the trip to Madinah Sharif. And when he comes to Madinah Sharif, then he first thing he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you recognize me? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looked at him and said, yes, you are the person that came to meet me whilst I was in Makkah Sharif. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had time for everyone. Every person he had time for, and every person he made it such that he remembered that person, and he made that person feel important. If you told this person, I don't remember you, you would have felt like he was not important. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remembered him and told him, yes, you are the person that came and met me in Makkah Sharif. So then he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and there we continue from today. So he told Rasulullah, أخبرني عما علمك الله وأجهله, inform me what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed you, and that things that I do not know. أخبرني عن الصلاة, then he specifies, he says, oh Rasulullah sallam, tell me about salat. قال صلي صلاة الصبح ثم اقصر عن الصلاة حتى ترتفع الشمس قيد رمح. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that perform your Fajr salat, and then after Fajr salat don't perform any other salat. Like we know, after Fajr salat it is makruh to read any nafil salat until such a time that the sun has rose to the extent of a spear length. In other words, the time of Ishraq. We know we give it about 15 minutes to 20 minutes after sunrise time, then we read Ishraq. This is where we get it from. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, allow the sun to rise to the extent of one spear length. So it means the sun has rose for a small distance before you perform your salat. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam explains to him, فَإِنَّهَا تَتْلُوا حِينَ تَتْلُوا بِينَ قَرْنَي الشَّيْطَانِ, that this is the time of sunrise, is the time when the sun is rising between the two horns of shaitan. It's an expression that the shayateen at that time, at the time of sunrise, you'll find many of people that worship the sun, etc. The shayateen also spreading their mischief at that time. And many other people, they believe at sunrise time, sunset time, these are times wherein ibadat should be made. So the hadith also makes mention, ثُمَّ اقْصُرْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّهُ حِينَ إِذٍ تَسْجُرُ جَهَنَّمْ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَحِينَ إِذٍ يَسْجُدُ لَهَا الْكُفَّارُ, the time when the sun is rising, this is a time when many kuffar, they worship, they make sajda. So this is their time of worshipping. And Islam is such that we don't imitate them in their worship. So we give it a little bit of time, then we start our nafil salah. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, ثُمَّ صَلِّ فَإِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ مَشْهُودَةٌ مَحْضُورَةٌ. Then perform salah after that. Because salat at this time is mashhudatun, mahduratun. It is witnessed by the angels, and angels are present there also. So one is there witnessing it, and one is there present also at this time when salat is taking place. Hatta yastaqilla dhillu birruhi, until the sun reaches the smallest, the shade of the sun reaches the smallest that it can. In other words, when the sun reaches its zenith, this is the time known as the time of Zawal. Then that time you stop performing salah. ثُمَّ اقْصُرْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّهُ حِينَ إِذٍ تَسْجُرُ جَهَنَّمْ. Because this is the time when Jahannam is being kindled. فَإِذَا أَقْبَلَ الْفَيْءُ فَصَلِّ. Then at the time now when the shadow moves, in other words, the shadow starts moving, now it is no longer the time of Zawal. Now you can read your salah. فَصَلِّ فَإِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ مَشْهُودَةٌ مَحْضُورَةٌ حَتَّى تُصَلِّ الْعَصْرِ. Because now salah also is, Malaika also performing salat, they are also present until the time of Asr comes. ثُمَّ اقْصُرْ عَنِ الصَّلَاةِ حَتَّى تَغْرُبَ الشَّمْسِ. Now after Asr salah, don't perform any salah. Therefore we also know that to perform any nafil salat after the Asr salah is makruh. So we shouldn't perform any salah after the Asr salah. حَتَّى تَغْرُبَ الشَّمْسِ, until the sun sets. فَإِنَّهَا تَغْرُبُ بَيْنَ قَرْنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Again Rasulullah mentioned, now it is setting between the two horns of shaitan. وَحِينَ إِذٍ يَسْجُدُ لَهَا الْكُفَارِ. This is a time also when the kufar, they make the sajda, they start worshipping their idols, etc. They worship the sun. قَالَ فَقُلْتُ يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهِ فَالْوُضُوحِ. Then he said, oh Rasulullah, tell me about wudu now. This is how this hadith is fitting into this chapter of having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sahabi mentioned his whole story, then he comes to this part where he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me about wudu. Hadithni anhu, tell me about it. Qala ma minkum rajulun yuqarribu wudu'ahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, there isn't any person who brings close the water of wudu. Fayatamadmadu wayastanshiqu fayastanthuru. That this person now, he gargles his mouth and he puts water in his nose. He removes the water from his nose. Illa kharrat khataya wajhu min atrafi lihyatihi ma'al ma'. Except that the sins committed by his face, in other words, his eyes, etc., all those sins start falling off from the ends of his beard. Thumma yaghsilu yadayhi ilal mirfaqin. Then this person washes his hands up till his elbow. Illa kharrat khataya yadayhi min anamilihi ma'al ma'. Except that the sins that committed by his hands now start falling off from his fingertips. ثُمَّ يَمْسَحُ رَأْسَهُ. Then this person makes masah of his head. إِلَّا خَرَّدْ خَطَايَ رَأْسِهِ مِنْ أَطْرَافِ شَعْرِهِ مَعَ الْمَاءِ. Except that the sins start falling off from the edge of his hair. So whatever sins committed now by him thinking, his head, etc., all that is coming out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is removing it through the barakat of this wuzu. ثُمَّ يَغْسِلُ قَدَمَيْهِ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ. Then he washes his feet up till his ankles. إلا خرد خطايا رجليه من أنامل مع الماء. Except that the sins committed by his feet now get removed from the edge of his toenails. The sins are being removed. فإن هو قام فصلي. When this person now stands up to perform salah, فحمد الله تعالى, he praises Allah سبحانه وتعالى وأثنى عليه ومجده بالذي هو له أهله, to the extent that Allah سبحانه وتعالى deserves to be praised. وَفَضَّغَ قَلْبَهُ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. He frees his heart. He's not thinking about his business. He's not thinking about his holiday. He's not thinking about everything. He frees his heart for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَّا انصرف مِنْ خَطِيئَتِهِ كَهِيئَتِهِ يَوْمَ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that this person reaches a point where he is free from sins totally now. First his wuzu, Allah Pak was freeing him. Now with his salah, Allah has freed him. He is like that, he returns, or his situation is like the condition when he was born, when his mother had given birth to him, completely clear of all sins. Inshallah, we'll continue from here tomorrow about how the Sahabi was so meticulous about reporting. One is he reported this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but one is how meticulous he was about reporting it accurately. Sometimes when we mention a story and when we relate it to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to be very, very careful. Especially in today's time, you'll find many SMS message or WhatsApp messages going around attributing something to be a word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein it's not actually a hadith. So we have to be so careful. In tomorrow's sabak, we'll see how the Sahaba, if they even doubted that what the person was saying was correct, they would warn him immediately. Be careful, you're saying that these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Be very careful to attribute anything to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.